When I served as the health commissioner for Baltimore, I picked up the phone once to hear about an ostrich running around the Inner Harbor. Later, at the Food and Drug Administration, I responded to a salmonella outbreak in lion meat, which the agency happens to regulate. Responding to the unexpected is one of the most exciting and rewarding parts of a public health official's job. On the other hand, one of the most difficult tasks is explaining to vocal groups of citizens why scientific evidence does not support their specific policy agenda. For example, I've told advocates of limiting childhood vaccination that scientific studies do not support their position. I've testified against the sale of raw milk, disappointing those who believe it offers unique health benefits. In fact, there's a mountain of evidence on the serious risk of bacterial illness. I've expressed concern about allowing minimally trained midwives to deliver babies outside the hospital based on evidence of serious problems in a number of states. And I've defended the use of methadone and buprenorphine to help Marylanders addicted to heroin and prescription opiate medications, upsetting those who claim such treatments make our problems worse, not better. In fact, there's substantial evidence that medication-assisted therapy is the most effective treatment for helping people recover from their addiction, keep their families together, and work productively. I've adopted the cautious position of the Institute of Medicine on medicinal benefits of marijuana, frustrating those who support broad access for a wide range of ailments. In Baltimore today, the health commissioner is calling for an expansion of the city's needle exchange to further reduce the spread of HIV. She's got the evidence on her side. Like an umpire in a baseball game, the job of a public health official is to call the balls and strikes on a broad range of ideas that may or may not have the backing of scientific evidence. Sometimes the batter gets angry at you. Sometimes the fans boo. You have to keep an open mind, even when that means admitting you made the wrong call. But without the umpire, what would be the point? Health policy without the voice of science would not be health policy at all. I admit that I enjoy chasing ostriches around the Inner Harbor more than giving people a perspective they would rather not hear. But both parts of the job help keep our city and state healthy. This is Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, for WYPR, your NPR news station.